Running is more than exercise. It's therapy. That's what Jonah Garcia says. So he's training now harder than ever. Garcia is a senior distance runner on Auburn High School's track and field team in Rockford. Like so many spring athletes, Jonah had his final high school season stolen by the COVID-19 pandemic. He says he was feeling good about the season and had personal records he figured he could easily break.
I was hoping to go E1 and maybe try and get a scholarship based off of my times this year.
But luckily, this isn't the end for Garcia. He'll be running at Iowa Central Community College next year. And running and talking to his coaches and teammates has been a salve, he says, as his high school journey winds down in the most unpredictable way possible.
Basically, people are saying just something along the lines of control that which you can control.
Many spring athletes aren't continuing to the collegiate level. They took their last swings and ran their last lap without knowing it. Neil Bertram says he had a hard time holding it together when he found out games would be canceled. He's been the baseball coach at Rockford Lutheran for 35 years.
So we were in the middle of practice and kind of was stunned when I got the message.
It's a bit harder to keep practicing baseball in quarantine. Bertram hopes it's at least bringing families closer and giving his players time to reflect.
They've had a chance to maybe play catch more with their dad.
Or maybe they've had time to watch old games and appreciate the history of their sport while current pro games are canceled. Cyrus Wimberly has been sending his players training drills from YouTube. He's the baseball coach at Jefferson High School in Rockford. The Jayhawks had just handed out uniforms and taken team pictures when the news rolled out.
The train was getting ready to get going. You know, we were getting ready for the season to start.
Now, he knows the IHSA tournaments are canceled, but he's still wondering if he and his team should hold on to hope that there could be games of some kind this summer. It's not clear yet.
The communication, you know, like it's been a little off and on, but you know, that's what's going on in the world right now.
Many schools are figuring out ways to honor their seniors. They participate in the Lights for the Fight initiative. Every Friday night, schools turn on their lights at the athletic field to show support for senior athletes, as well as essential workers and first responders. Katie Barnett is the girls' soccer coach at Guilford High School in Rockford. Their players all got team jackets, and the Vikings handed out yard signs, too.
We had probably the most talent coming into this season that we've had in as long as I can remember.
Barnett says she struggled with how much hope she should give her team about possible games. Both Barnett and Neil Bertram say they didn't want to overwhelm their teams while the students have their e-learning to work on, too. So Barnett says she's talked to her girls over texts and given them lighthearted reminders of where the season would be.
You know, when we play Freeport, I'm like, eat a bag of pretzels today.
They've also been virtually celebrating college signings on their team. Olivia Zedeker is one of the seniors. She'll also be playing soccer at the next level.
It was definitely heartbreaking. Now it's like I'm letting go of that part of me without like a proper goodbye, if that makes sense.
Zedeker says she and her friends on the team have instead tried to focus on the good times over the last 3 years of soccer. While the IHSA hasn't made any official changes to fall sports, it's something athletic directors like Rockford's Matt Parker are considering.
There certainly could be significant provisions in place to have smaller crowds and smaller audiences.
Those measures mirror proposals of what professional sports could look like when they come back. Parker says he and his colleagues are thinking about what games they could televise or stream online if large groups are still prohibited. Cyrus Wimberly at Jefferson is thinking about the day he and his team gets to step back onto the diamond. He says they won't take it for granted.
And I think that's how athletes should approach every game is, hey, this is my last game, you know, because, again, some kids, some high school kids, they might not get that chance.
And he says whenever that game comes, even if it's just an ordinary high school exhibition, for the team, it's going to feel like the Super Bowl. I'm Peter Medlin.